No time to think. 3, 2, 1. What's your New Year's resolution? Go.
Hannah. Donuts. More donuts.
No,
sorry.
Not
sorry. You said Hannah. You rushed me.
Cookies.
Yep.
What?
I panicked.
His is donuts and yours is cookies?
I panicked. I want to bake cookies from scratch, like chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
That's it.
I think we just want more out of 2024. More in 2024
Are you really doing that rhyme right now?
I am.
Is it your campaign?
It is. I'm going to gain more weight than ever before. There's going to be more of me in 2024.
Wow. Mine, I thought, Hannah, you especially would be proud. Mine's books. I want to read more books.
I love that. And I wanted that to be mine, but that doesn't actually change anything about my life.
I was
going to
say, you can't possibly read more books. How many have you read this year?
In 2023, just on my Kindle, so not including paperback, I have hit 100 books.
What?
I have not read 100 books in my life.
Yeah. I mean, I have, but they're all written by a doctor.
Oh.
Right. Seuss. Dr. Seuss. Maybe you've
hop heard on of him. Top.
Thank you for pushing play on this podcast as much as you have had, as much as you've done this year. Words are hard sometimes. We appreciate you. And these are just some of our favorite moments from 2023.
Kidolingo.
They come up with better names for things than we do. And they so do. I want to know, Chad, in your head, because you've got little kids.
Yep.
Littler than mine. Mm-hmm. You might be kind of geared up for this.
Sure.
What is a SARS horse?
A SARS horse?
A SARS horse.
SARS was a disease back in the... And it was a horse. It was like the swine flu, but it came from horses.
SARS horse. No, that's Star Wars.
Okay. Mom, I like mine better.
Mom, can we watch SARS horse? I don't think I want to. Drain that abscess. Next. What are orange meat cookies?
Are they orange cream?
No, it's chicken nuggets.
Okay. Again, I like that McDonald's. You are missing an opportunity.
Right. Orange meat McCookies.
Oh, man.
Crunchy rain. What is crunchy rain?
Ice.
Nah, close. It's hail.
Okay.
Very, very close. You can share yours. 614-479-1049. Kiddo lingo.
Yeah, my niece, when she was two... She would say toilet paper.
She would say toilet paper, but obviously she didn't mean that.
No, toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Yes. She couldn't say toilet paper, because she would say toilet paper.
That's so cute.
My oldest daughter came to me one day and she said, "Oh, Dad, are you drinking a coffee cuppy?"
Josh, Chad, and Hannah would love to hear your story.
614-479-1049.
This is the River Morning Show.
The crowd's going wild. Elite athletes are left stunned and stumbling.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter is ablaze with thoughts and opinions.
Mm. Usually.
On the man wearing white New Balance sneakers, dad shorts, and a visor as he sprints past 58,000 people competing in the London Marathon and is ahead of these elite Olympian athletes for a stunning 10 seconds.
Congratulations, sir. You are the everyman that we wish we could be.
Yes.
Everybody's looking around just trying to find their marathon pace, and he's like, sprint fast as I can.
This man decided if he's not going to win, he's going to make it memorable. And he got his 10 seconds of fame as he was winning the London Marathon.
That's
for
amazing.
That amount of time.
That is so great.
And then he slowly disappeared back into the crowd.
Selling t-shirts.
Well, I mean, really, it's more than 10 seconds at this point. It's like the 15 minutes of fame, because we're talking about this other show's television news. They've been talking about this guy, which gets me thinking what your 15 minutes of fame is or has been. Would love to hear that story. 614-479-1049. Mine involves baseball, actually, and it's up at the Cleveland Guardian Stadium.
Nice.
I was working for a radio station one time that was an affiliate. We played the games, and so they brought radio losers up to do like the stuff in the batting cages, and you know, they did the pitch clock out in the bullpen, and
yeah, cool.
I throw awfully, but then they put us. Then they put us on the field in the batter's box to take batting practice.
What?
At a major league stadium. And I knew I wasn't going to do well, so I figured I'm just going to swing from the heels, man.
Why not?
I'm just going to try to hit it as far as humanly possible.
And? And?
Ground ball to short every time.
Every time.
But you hit it?
Clink. I made contact.
That's
clink,
impressive.
Clink. Well, it wasn't impressive when we did have some guy go yard. Like some radio schmuck like me actually hit the ball out of the ballpark.
That's what that means. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Go yard. You didn't know what go yard meant?
No. Go all right. Sports ball. Mm.
This is my 15 minutes of fame where I get to teach Hannah common phrases used in regular American sports. What's your 15 minutes of fame? 614-479-1049. And if you're the home run hitting guy, I don't want to hear from you. Okay. Not you today. The doctors and scientists were amazed when the cut healed itself. Now that's common for cuts and scrapes, bumps and bruises on humans and other creatures. But it's not so common for metal. And yet, here we are. So if you had AI that's learning at an alarming pace and metal healing itself on your apocalypse bingo card...
Are these Transformers?
No, they're not Transformers.
The old spark.
Right, exactly. One scientist said, my hope is finding this will encourage materials and researchers... this finding will encourage material researchers to consider that under the right circumstances, materials can do things we never expected. Mm.
This is great for the bad driver.
Yeah.
I guess.
I hit a guy, maybe. Not yeah. sure. Yeah.
My car is healing itself, and so is his. Yeah, like, here's the thing, and obviously you all are feeling it in your heads and in your hearts right now. If metal can heal itself, and material can do things we've never expected before, just get ready. One day, your toaster's gonna look at you and just say, I'll be back.
There are some cultural norms, some habits that you abide by, that we all do. And do you even know why?
Cultural norms that we all do and we don't know why.
So manners.
It's probably most of our lives, actually.
Yeah. Like manners. Some things that we're taught as kids.
I mean, for me, it's always been couched in like, it's polite.
Yeah.
But it's where did that even come from? Right. Why did it become the polite
thing? Why am I doing this with my pinky? Why is it up? I don't even
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
I eat a cookie that way. I'm fancy. But I don't know why I'm fancy.
Well, so I was thinking about this. I was like, I need to know. Now I need to know. So, for example, do you know why we say bless you after you sneeze?
Is it because you almost die or something, like your heart stops?
So I have heard that.
Yeah.
But I didn't see that in my initial research.
All right.
It was actually because of the plague.
What?
The original plague. They were like, bless you, you might die from the plague.
bubonic plague.
Yeah.
What? Wow.
So it originated during the plague.
That is dark.
I know. Man. But so it's like a bless you in case you have the plague. And we continue to do that to this day. Or why do you think we shake hands as a hello?
To make sure you're not dead.
Is it, yes, about more dying?
No, this one is to make sure you're not armed.
Oh!
You don't have, like, a sharp object in your hand.
But why is that other hand behind your back?
I'm
holding a donut that I don't want you to have.
I think the formal shaking of hands is you shake hands like you would imagine, but then you put your other hand on top. So both hands are actually displayed.
And then you kick him in the knee.
Yep.
Got you!
Okay, last one. Why do you think it's chivalrous to pull out a lady's chair before she sits?
I mean, way back in the day, like the dresses they had to wear were a pain.
They got those giant hoop skirts.
Yeah, right.
Wait, you actually knew that one. Yeah. I'm shocked.
Wow.
The ladies are walking around like we're wearing the Michelin Man costume and we can't
We watch Downton Abbey. We know stuff.
You could. But why?
The question today, but why? Why did it take so long to make this happen? We've sent people into outer space.
Right.
We have the ability to speak to the air and set a timer to remind us to take our medication.
Uh-huh. Ask what the weather is and it tells us.
You can take a nap on a plane and wake up in another country.
Yeah.
Refreshed. There's just so much that we've done, but why did it take us so long to create this? GE has created the first ever all-in-one laundry solution. It's a washer and dryer in one machine.
I've been waiting for this day for years.
I mean, that's pretty fancy, but this is what we need to go a step further.
Do you have questions? You don't have to have questions.
It's not questions.
Just accept
it's
it.
Needs.
What?
I need it to wash it. I need it to dry it. I need it to fold it. When is it going to fold it?
Oh, you need kids.
Here are some things for you to consider. Would you befriend someone if you knew they were going to lie to you?
I don't think so.
When would we know that?
Just, ahead of time?
In advance. Would you befriend someone if you knew they were going to call you names and mock you?
Absolutely not.
So you're going to be a parent.
Okay. I don't need that kind of negativity.
Okay, last one. Would you befriend someone if you knew they would ignore you time and time again?
What a wonderful person you're trying to push on us.
Is this
the
hat owner we're talking about?
You probably wouldn't, because it doesn't make sense. It hurts, and that would be really, really hard. Mm-hmm. So doesn't that say something about our God and his kindness?
Yeah.
If I knew I was going to be betrayed in a friendship, I would adjust my love accordingly.
Yep.
Or set barriers.
Yeah, withhold it a little bit.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Pace it out.
But God, he knew and continues to know of the way his friends, and even more so his children, will turn from him. But he doesn't adjust his love to less. He actually adjusts it to more.
It's always filling in those gaps.
Yeah. He calls you his. He says, I see the ways you have walked away from me. I see your hurts and your mistakes. And while you may think that gives me cause to love you less, you may think that about yourself. I love you more than you could ever imagine.
Is that what I think it is?
Well, the headline is clickbait.
It's time for clickbait news.
You can't help yourself, can you? It's like seeing a car wreck and Chad always slows down. Rubbernecking to look and see, what happened? Yeah, rest of us are trying to move on, man.
Clickbait news.
Here we are.
Seems like a terrible business model to let somebody pay whatever they want for your services and or whatever you're selling.
Especially if they don't want to pay much at all.
Oh, here's a penny.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. There's a restaurant in North Carolina that chose a different approach in their business, and they decided that they would let people pay whatever they wanted for food. When you came in to their restaurant, they serve breakfast, a lunch and dinner.
Whatever's in your pocket, that's good enough, huh?
Whatever you want to pay, that's what you pay.
Wow.
I mean, I would feel the pressure and be like, okay, so the average meal is like $12. I guess I should give 15 to be nice.
She's over here doing math and geography.
And then she's like, how do I tip on this? I don't know. It's a very difficult...
The whole thing's a tip.
I bet more people overpay than not.
Probably. And that's actually part of the point. It's a nonprofit that what they do is when people pay for their meal or overpay, it makes it possible for other people to get food that wouldn't have otherwise.
Okay.
You would think a business like this would only be able to operate like a year, year and a half. They're celebrating 6 years of successful operations.
Congrats to them. That's great.
I am hoping, and this is very selfish of me, that this type of model catches on. Specifically with the IRS.
You're 9 years old, and while you should just be excited about reaching double digits soon, you're looking further. You're looking into the future, dreaming of all the things that could be and may be when you're all grown up.
When I was nine, I was just hoping for mac and cheese. Like, that's all I was looking forward to.
Okay, then you're not included in this conversation.
Fine, I knew it.
But what did you, as a young kiddo, dream of? What was your, I can't wait for that? I'll let you know mine as a nine-year-old. I used to see my mom or my dad do this most days. They would, they'd open the front door and they'd head outside, and they'd be garbed in a fluffy white robe. They'd have coffee in one hand and they'd be scooting down the driveway in their slippers. All to get that lovely newspaper.
Yeah, the what?
The newspaper.
What is it? What's that?
And for some reason, that's what nine-year-old Hannah wanted. The moment when she was old enough to get a fluffy white robe and scoot down the driveway, muttering under her breath for that newspaper. And you know what? It's never happened.
No. I mean, there still are some that you could get thrown unceremoniously at the end of your driveway.
Well, also, when you grow up, let us know when that happens.
Yeah, so. Maybe that's the issue. But so more so, what are those things as a kid that you thought you would get or get to experience when you were a grown up and it never actually happened, or your experience is just kind of let you down a little bit? I never got a newspaper.
Yeah.
Social media.
Car phone. What? I really thought that I would have a car phone.
Yeah,
I thought that was like the epitome of success.
I remember hearing, like, when I was a kid on the radio, like, we're going to go to Joe and a car phone. I thought, like, that is luxury. Yeah, that's big time.
I would have a briefcase and a car phone that I could just, like, it was corded. It wasn't going to be able to be stolen very easy.
It's amazing.
I've seen those in movies, but I have to confess I've never actually seen a car phone.
Oddly wrapped in leather. I don't know why, but I just didn't have it.
So while I haven't seen a car phone, you can call this phone and let us know what you dreamed of as a kiddo that you thought would happen as an adult. And
this one is covered in leather.
Yeah.
Center console in the studio.
614-479-1049.
Pull up the antenna.
A great start to your day.
I love you guys.
This is the River Morning Show with Josh, Chad, and Hannah.
My favorite passage of all time. Thou shalt not try me. Mood 24/7. It's on a coffee mug.
I believe you, Josh.
It's on a coffee mug. It needs to be one of those, I think, though, with like the temperature color change,
yes,
so that when it's gone, it says, okay, I love you now.
It's like just a mood ring.
Right, exactly.
But a coffee mug.
Coffee
like that.
Temperature ring. You got something that would be on a coffee mug?
That'd be great if it said, I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to push all of your buttons. I was just looking for mute. Got him.
You're going to get punched.
Yes.
Somebody's going to hit you. All right, so what would be on your coffee mug? Or already is, maybe. 614-479-1049. What you got, Christy?
Well, I have two that are my favorite. I have my first one is my cats and I talk poo about you.
Come on, meow.
And then I've got another one that says, do me a favor, put the cuckoo back in the clock and just deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're on a very tall coffee mug. So.
You got to have a lot of room to write.
That's right. And I need a lot of coffee to fill them. So.
You know those infomercials where everything is in black and white? And the person doesn't know how to cut a tomato or whatever.
Like, you've been to my house?
No, it's everything then gets better and it comes back to bright color with the turbo Ginzu knife thing, and you're happy.
Yeah.
Everything is fixed and it works. We are all living that first part of the infomercial for some degree. There's some confusion and we keep hitting our heads against a wall, sometimes literally.
Yes.
So this here infomercial on the River Morning Show is for you and for me. And listen close, because I think it'll actually help.
Do you feel overwhelmed at the prospects of today? Are you tired of taking two steps forward and two steps back,
yeah,
effectively rendering you useless and also a dancer for Paula Abdul? Do you see people who are making it through each day and you wonder, how are they doing that?
Yes.
Try Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Yeah.
He's literally the answer for everything. Feeling down? Jesus understands, and he can help you get out of that slump. Anxious about the next business meeting, or the start of school, or about your excessive bedhead this morning? Jesus isn't a hairdresser, but he understands your heart and will listen to you and provide comfort and perspective.
Aww.
Feeling lost and adrift in general? Jesus gives love and purpose, joy and peace where you had none before. So buck up and look up. Jesus is ready and willing to scoop you up in his strong arms and carry you today and every day. Just ask him, and he's there.
Aww.
This sounds like a parody, except it's not. Jesus is all this and more. If you want to grow closer but aren't sure how, contact the River Chaplains at riverradio.com.
I'm not only a president, but I'm also a client.
Kiddo lingo.
Sometimes kids just say it better than we would. We should rename a lot of things based on what kids say. There are words that kids say that are close but not quite. For example, what does a kid mean when he's saying peeker?
Peeker?
Yeah.
Are those your eyes?
No.
Which
is close.
I mean,
that would make sense too. Computer.
Oh.
or maybe PT.
PT?
Yes.
TP?
close.
Toilet paper?
TV.
Oh, what? That's not close?
I want to watch it, Petey.
That's not close at all. I've never used a TV like TP.
Okay.
Never.
Okay. Okay. I was... The splitting hairs. What about the whatever room? What is the whatever room?
Oh, my goodness. Whatever room. Could that possibly be like the mud room or something?
It's the living room. It's the whatever room.
All right. Kiddo lingo. What do your kids say wrong but right at the same time? 614-479-1049. All right, Holly.
He used to say, he used to point at the top of the building and say, a wind chicken.
Wind chicken?
A wind chicken.
Oh, is it like a weather vane, like on a farm?
Yes.
Oh, that's so good. The wind chicken.
I want one of those chicken instead of a weatherman or a weatherwoman on the TV. I want a wind chicken.
Call the show to get in on the conversation.
614-479-1049.
The River Morning Show with Josh, Chad, and Hannah.
There's a coffee mug that says, I would agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Totino's is releasing orange chicken pizza rolls.
Right.
Chad and I want the world to know we have reached the pinnacle.
Yes.
It does not get anywhere but downhill
from
here.
We can start looking for the end.
That's right. Look to the east.
What a sad life you guys
Jesus
live.
Is returning soon.
The heaven is on earth. The most exciting part of life for you is the announcement of orange chicken pizza rolls. That's where you're like, this is top tier. This is luxury.
I'm raising 4 teenagers. Let me enjoy what I can.
There's so many better things out there.
I don't know.
I haven't found it yet.
I don't know. So, Hannah, you're not a fan, even though you like pizza. Do you not like orange chicken of any kind?
I do. I just don't want it preservatives shoved in a freezer with freezer burn and then overcooked.
What could they put in a pizza roll that you would be like, okay, that's genius?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, why don't you fix it?
Where are we at on this?
I don't know. You can't ask problems. Me on this.
We got Totino's over here.
Hang on a second. Hi, Christy. What's going on? What's your day looking like here?
I'm gagging as I'm driving.
Yes.
No, what do you mean gagging?
It's not cotton candy. I know. We get it.
Right. There's only a limit to how much you can do, but orange chicken is so good.
Not in a crust.
It has its own crust, so you're just adding more.
It's like a sleeping bag for the orange chicken.
Yes.
No.
It's like a crab rangoon without crab or rangoon, but it's orange chicken.
Okay, but pizza rolls are already a rough substance. Then you're adding like preservative Chinese food in the mix. These things are probably going to have so much of the freezer burn on it.
I don't even know you anymore.
You're going to put it in the microwave, and no matter what, the end result's going to be a long, white, fluffy robe over a flannel pajama set, soft slippers with the rubber sole, slowly shuffling down the driveway with a coffee in your hand, probably muttering under your breath, and heading to that rolled-up newspaper at the end of the drive.
Yeah.
Ah, living the dream. At least that's what 9-year-old Hannah thought the height of being a grown-up would be.
You wanted to be 80?
My mother was not 80 when I was 9 years old.
I just love that you thought that, you finally grow up when you're that age.
That's what I thought. Like, I saw it, and I witnessed it, and then I would see my dad sitting on the couch reading the newspaper on Sundays. I'd get the comic section, and that's what I thought. Being a grown-up, I'd get to experience this height of, I've got my life together. I have the white robe. I get the newspaper.
Did your life have a narrator? Whenever one sounded like this.
In my head, I was probably talking that way and just aspiring for that moment. Yeah. And yet, now as an adult, unfortunately, I haven't gotten to experience that because, newspapers aren't really a thing. I don't actually have a driveway. It's just...
maybe you thought you had a dream, what adulthood would be like, something you thought you'd have, and it just, your life's been shattered. 614-479-1049. For me, I always dreamed as a young kid that I'd have the house in the country.
Aww.
You know, like a huge yard, and in there I'd have, with the big, big tree out back, a tire swing.
I feel like you have a nice house in the country with a decent sized yard.
This is the creme de la creme, though.
Okay.
I mean, our yard's very small. Anyway, kids who met me at the door after a long and satisfying day at work with smiles and hugs and telling me about their day. And no one prepared me for what it would be like instead to have teenagers. I have teenagers. They'll greet me at the door and they'll be like, what'd you bring me? Like, I'm hungry.
Can I wear your socks?
It's money, right. Please.
Right. I need your tennis shoes. Here, let me have your jacket. Like, they're stripping me as I walk in. It's like, what? Stop it. Stop it. It's my work clothes. Knock it off. You can't wear these to practice. So it's completely different than what I ever expected. I would not change it for the world. I just didn't expect this at all.
Yeah.
At all. It's not about the house. I just want my family to be happy and my children are angry teenagers because they're hormonal and I just don't know what to do.
You wanted a happy family and I wanted a fluffy white robe.
Neither of us got any of them. I don't even know what that says about us right now.
You're going to learn today.
Things you didn't know yesterday.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a big list.
It's a whole lot. I've chosen five of things that you did not know yesterday. The official state drink of Nebraska is Kool-Aid.
They know what's up. Nice.
What flavor would you go for?
Cherry.
Yeah?
Because I like to live on the edge. It's going to stain something, maybe.
Including your tongue.
Yeah.
Great. The purple one.
I'm not a big fan of grape flavored
things. Dimetapp? Is that what it is?
What?
Is it
yeah.
The Dimetapp flavor of the medicine?
I would go with Ecto Cooler. Thank you very much. You don't know what that is, do you?
It sounds like a...
You don't know what Ecto Cooler is. Yes, it is.
But they put it in a Kool-Aid flavor?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Come on. How else would you have it?
I gotta go. I gotta...
Okay.
Pray for Hannah.
All right. Pray for me, because I'm about to do something. All right, next. The world's first online wedding was held in 1983.
Really?
Yeah.
A high wire? Was it like a...
No, not that kind of line.
Oh.
It was like, it was digital. It was through things. You could watch it.
1983. Before I was born.
Yes. Really?
Were you alive then, Josh?
I was.
Okay, never mind.
I was there. No, I wasn't. The majority of your brain is fat.
Oh.
And in fact, if you try to pick up a human brain, it'll just fall apart.
Oh.
You have to wait for it to be all dried out.
That was discouraging.
All of this is on brand for my brain. A fat, falling apart brain. Thank you so much.
Stuff you didn't know yesterday. The first name for New York City was actually New Orange.
Why?
I don't know.
It didn't make the cut, really?
They stuck with the York. And lastly, officially, we now know the answer. Stuff you didn't know yesterday, but you'll know today. It takes 364 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.